We're on Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shetmuras Pesach Kreva, Utmuras Pesach Eino Kreva, Ve'en Li Lefarish. Yeshua said, I heard that sometimes if you have a Tmura of Korban Pesach, you can bring it itself as a Korban, and sometimes you can't. And I don't remember when yes and when not. Omri v'kiv ani aforish. HaPesach shenimtza kodim shkitas HaPesach yiret sheitztoiv v'mokrav yoviv v'dom v'shlomim v'chein t'muroso. Achash shkitas HaPesach koriv shlomim v'chein t'muroso. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. Let's see Rashi or Vagdoma. It looks like this, that if you were mafrish of Korban Pesach and it got lost, and then what's it called? And then you were mafresh another one, and you found the first one, and you shefted that one. So as Korban Pesach, the second one you bring as a shlomim. That's called Moser HaPesach. Sometimes we'll see you bring it itself as a shlomim, and sometimes you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and you buy a shlomim from it. That's called Moser HaPesach. Or Stam. Korban Pesach, you were mafresh, and for some reason you didn't need it. You didn't use it. And Pesach passed by. So you owe that. That's also for a shlomim. Then there's a Tmura. Tmura is where you take a Korban Pesach, and you say, I want to exchange it for a different animal. So the halacha is, the original one remains Kodesh, and the second one becomes Kodesh too. And a tmura can only be done by a yachid, not by shutvin. And therefore it's talking by Korban Pesach. Before you mamana other people on the Korban Pesach, you made the tmura. Because if you already mamana other people, the tmura won't, there's no such thing as a tmura. Okay. So Rabbi Yeshua said that sometimes when you have a tmura of Korban Pesach, you can bring it itself as a shlamin. And sometimes you have to let it get a mum, sell it, and bring from what the money, a shlamin. Rabbi Akiva said the difference is that it's talking about a tmura of a Korban Pesach, which was lost, and you were mafresh another one, and the halacha is like this. If you found the original Korban before the Shechita, we'll see in the words in the spring, the Zman HaShechita, or the actual Shechita, then, let's see, Rashi wants to say it twice, Shamati Mirabosai Shetmura Sapesach Kreva Shlomi Makara Pesach. That you can actually bring the Tmura of a Korban Pesach, a Shlomim, after Pesach. After Pesach, the Mefarshim explained, means after the 14th. Because you can't bring it on the 14th because you already shefted Korban Pesach and it's already after the Korban Atamid. So it has to be talking about after the first day Pesach and Cholamoid you could bring it. Utmuras haPesach eino kreva. The yesh tmuras Pesach she'eino kreva he atzma shlomim. And there's a situation where the tmura itself isn't brought as a shlomim. Ela road shi'istoi b'mum the timoker v'yavi b'dom neho shlomim. But you let it get a mum, and then you sell it, and the proceeds you bring as a shlomim. The mosra Pesach korib shlomim, because what's left over from a korban Pesach, and all of these different possibilities, is brought as a shlomim. The ain't the farish shachach the aleza shomati tikrav the aleza shomati tira. I forgot what the qualification was. When you bring it itself and when you only bring the money. HaPesach sho'avad. So Rabbi Akiva explained the following: you lost your korban pesach. The hifrish acher tachtav. You were mafresh a second one in its place. The nimtza harishon kodim shchitas hasheni. And you found the first one before you shechted the second one. Dehaya omid lefaneinu b'shas shechita. So you had two Korban Pesach standing in front of you when you shechted the second one. The first one you found, but you shechted the second one. Hare kavaso shas shechita b'shein Pesach. So it comes out that when the time for shechita sa-Pesach came, right, this animal was omed to be a Korban Pesach. It was there. You could have made that one the Korban Pesach. You chose to do the second one. The zeshalo hikrivo docho biyadayim. And therefore, by shechting the second one, you were madche, the first one biyadayim. You pushed it away. It could have been a Korban Pesach, and you pushed it away actively from it being Korban Pesach. That's dichui biodayim, is the worst kind of dichui. And even though we've learned before that the shashita that holds an ein dichui v'balei chayim, right, there's no such thing, but that's not where you're madchit mamish biodayim like this case, the Tosfos says. But we are madchit biodayim mamish, even by balei chayim, there's dichui. So lo yikrav od hu atzmo shlamim, since you pushed it away actively from being a korban pesach, you can't bring that anymore as a shlamim. You can't bring that animal as a carbon. So you wait till it gets a mum, and then you sell it, and the money that's generated, you bring a shlamim. Lo yikravod hu asmo shlamim, deins a mosra pesach, el pesach dochui. That's not a pesach that was left over. That's a pesach that was pushed away from being carbon pesach. Since it was pushed away, you can't bring it as a carbon anymore. You can only bring what it generates. The chain tmura, so, and that's with the same halacha, for its tmura. In hamer hu bo, if you exchange that animal for a different one, so now they both become kodesh, but the second one becomes kodesh like the first one. And the kedusha of the first one is not to bring it as a carbon, but to sell it and to bring the money as a shlamim. So too, the tmura has the same halacha. You sell it and you bring, you first like get a mum, you sell it, and then you bring the money as a shlamim. So ein kariv hu atzmo shlamim el adoma. The im la'achar shchita sasheni nimsa. What, however, would be if you didn't find the first one till after you shechted the second one? So when the shchita of the second one took place, the first one was still lost. So you didn't push it away via dime. Was never fit to be korban pesach. It was lost at the time you shechted the second one. So then you weren't madchit via dime. You didn't push it away. It wasn't fit to be a korban. So you can't push something away that's not fit. The time that the second one was shechted, right, the first one wasn't fit to be a korban pesach; it was still lost. Therefore, you didn't push it away. Therefore, it itself can be brought as a shlamim. Now that you found it after you shechted the second one, that one now becomes a shlamim, and you bring it as a shlamim. The yikrav hu atzmo shlamim. And if you made a tmura on that animal, you bring that animal as a shlamim. V'hu adin, the matzil l'misnir of Yishuv or pesach kari, who pesach eno kari. You're not to say tmura, could have said pasuk, the first one. Right? There's sometimes that an animal that was separated for korban pesach, and you didn't bring it, that you could bring it as a shlamim, and sometimes not. Sometimes you have to let it get a mum, sell it, and bring the money as a shlamim. The Gemara particle. Gemara is going to ask this question. Why do we have to go to the Tamura? Speak about the animal itself. Whatever the halach of the animal itself, that's the halach of the Tamura. So why mention the Tamura altogether? Just tell me that the animal itself, sometimes you bring that animal as a shlamim, sometimes not. Okay, Gemara. The lema pesach kariv u pesach eno kariv. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say, I heard about a Tamura's pesach, sometimes you bring it itself, and sometimes not? Speak about the original animal to begin with. That's how everything starts, right? What's the halach of the original animal? Hakamashmalon, the ika tmuras pesach de lo kreva. The chiddush is that there is such a thing as a tmuras pesach that you don't bring as a shlamim itself. Rashi says, what's the chiddush? The ika tmuras pesach de lo kreva, the lo amrina mitchila shlamim. We don't say that the tmura originally was a shlamim. Once you're maimer a korban pesach, you can't bring both of them as a korban pesach, so the tmura automatically becomes a shlamim. Va'afilu heimer kodim shchita, lo kovasos mana shchita b'shem pesach. And therefore, since it's automatically a shlamim, even if you made the tmura before the shchita, you found the original animal before shchita. So the original animal is pushed away biyadayim when you shech the second one. But the tmura never was a korban pesach that you could push it away from being pesach. It was a shlamim to begin with, so it never was pushed away from anything. That's what I might think. The ein ba dichui, no such thing as dichui. Ela at hinik bas pesach v'nitches. So the Gemara says no, that's a chiddush. That even this one is considered as if it had been a korban pesach and was pushed away. You don't say that the tmura automatically becomes a shlamim. It has the ability to be a korban pesach, and we'll see that Rashi himself learns that it's possible that you could bring, if you made a tmura, you could bring that one as a korban pesach mamash. You have a choice now. Both are Kodesh, L'shem Pesach, and if you choose, you could bring the Tzmuras according to Pesach. Tosfos couldn't do that. But that's the way Rashi learns. And Rashi says, even so, since it doesn't become a Shlomim immediately, so it's considered like a Pesach that was pushed away. And once it's pushed away, you don't bring that animal as a korban. Okay. Itmar. Rabba omar kodim shchito l'achar shchita shaninu. Reb Zera omar kodim chatzos l'achar chatzos shaninu. Right? Rabba and Reb Zera argue, what's the Mishnah mean when it says, when Rabbi Akiva said, if you found it before shchita sapesach or after shchita sapesach. One way of learning is before you shechted the second one. Or after you shechted the second one. If you found it before you shechted the second one, then shechting the second one is pushing the first one away. And then you don't bring it itself. If you found it after you shechted the second one, then it was never fit when you shechted the second one, so it wasn't pushed away, therefore you do bring it as a korban. That's one way of learning. That's what Rabba says. Reb Zera says no. It has nothing to do with the actual shechita. It has to do when it was possible to shech korban pesach. The zman hashechita. If Chatzos came and still didn't find the first one, now even if you found it after Chatzos but before you shechted the second one, that's not called pushing it away. Because at the time that it became roy to be Korban Pesach at Chatzos, it wasn't there. So that's not called pushing away the Odayim. But if you found it before Chatzos, and when Chatzos came, that animal was fit to be a Korban Pesach, right? Then what's it called? Then that's called pushing it away. It has to be that the moment Chatzos came, when it was fit to be a Korban Pesach, it was there. Then it's called pushing it away. If at the time it was fit to be a Korban Pesach, it wasn't there, then that's not called pushing it away. That's how Reb Zera holds. Tomorrow says, Reb Zera, Haktani Kodim Shechitas HaPesach, right? And Mishnah says not like that. Mishnah says before you shechted it. Eima Kodim Zman Shechitas HaPesach. No, it means before the time. It doesn't mean the actual Shechita. It means the time that you could have shechted it. Kitanoi. This machlokus Rab Reb Zera is a machlokus tanoi. HaPesach Shenimtza Kodim Shechita Yira Yira Lachar Shechita Yikra. The Tanakama holds that if you separated a Korban Pesach and it lost it, and you separated the second one, and you found the first one before you shechted the second one, then what's it called? It's not brought itself. You have to let it get a mum, sell it, and so on. But if you found it only after you shechted the second one, then the first one can be brought a shlomim itself. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Kodim Chatzos Yira Lacher Chatzos Yikra Perish. Rebbe Lezer holds like Rebbe Zera, or Rebbe Zera holds like Rebbe Lezer, that what's it called? It depends not on when you actually shechted the second one, but when it was possible to shecht it. Okay, Rashi. Kodim Shechita Liacher Shechita Davka Shonin Mishnah Sein. When it says Shechita, it means actual Shechita, that you shechted the second one. The lo shadinu bazman shechita dahainu chatzos. Vashminin dafilu hayo'ovud b'shas chatzos. Even if it was still lost when chatzos came, when it was possible to be a Pesach, but you found it before you shechted the second one, the shechita of the second one is called pushing it away b'yodai. Yimnim tzakodim shechita sasheni hu nikba v'nidche hoel v'nidche lakriv ol Pesach. Kodim chatzos shadinu shas chatzos hi hakovasu Pesach. When does it become a korban Pesach? When it's possible to shecht it. That means when the moment of Chatzos comes, when it's possible. Im nimsa kodim Chatzos, kovati Chatzos. So if you found it before Chatzos, so at the moment of Chatzos, it was fit to be a korban pesach, and then you did the second one, so memeli, you pushed away the first one. Shari nira, v'chilo akrave dachte. Aval nimsa acher Chatzos, if you found it after Chatzos, when the moment of Chatzos came, it wasn't fit to be a korban pesach, Afilu nimtza kodim shchita, even if you found it before you shechted the second one, ain kan kviyus velo dichui. That's not called dichui, because it was never fit at the time when it could have been a korban pesach to be a korban pesach. At that moment, it wasn't fit to be a korban pesach. So, you know, in order to be nidcha, you have to be nira benidcha. It was possible, and you pushed it away. But here, at the time that the zman korban pesach started, it wasn't even possible. That's not called pushing it away. Kodim shchita shel sheni, kodim chatzos, neschaper ba'acher yire. Oh, no, we get it, okay. Acher shchita sapesach yavi shlomim. But if you found it after you shechted, or according to Reb Zera and Belezer, after chatzos, then you bring itself a shlamin, because it wasn't pushed away. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shenimtza achar shchita, behemir bo achar shchita. The case where you actually bring the tmura as a korban itself, as a shlamin, is where you found the first one after you shechted the second one, and you were meimir in it after you shechted the second one. Okay? Aval nimtza kodim shchita. The Hamir Bo Acher Shchita. What happens if you found the original animal before Shchita? So the original one you can't bring anymore as a Shlamim, because when you shechted the second one, it was there, and you were Madche it B'yadayim. But you didn't make the Tmura till after the Shchita. So this animal that's a Tmura was never fit for Korban Pesach, because you already had shechted the first one. So shechted the second one. So I would think that since this animal never became a tmura, when the first one could have been a korban pesach, right? So you could bring this animal as a shlamim, right? Why? Tmura so mikoach kedusha dechuya ka'asa velo karva. No, even so, why is this tmura kodesh? Because of the first one, and the first one can't be brought as a korban. The mela, the tmura can't be better than the first one. Rashi. Kodim shchita shel sheni. Kodim chatzos v'nischaper ba'acher yira. Acher chatzos v'nischaper ba'acher yikrav zeh shlamin. V'yapal pisha b'shash shchita sheni hari yomid b'faneinu. Okay, still, since when chatzos came, it wasn't fit to be a korban pesach because it wasn't here. Then, even though you found it before you shechted the second one, that's not called gichui. Lo shonu de tmura kreva, ela shenimtza achar shchita, shafilo ha-pesach lo nidcha. It's only talking with the original one you found after you shechted the first one. So it wasn't nidcha b'yadayim, and then the tmura it generates is the same as it. You can bring it as a shlamin. Aval nimtza kodem shchita, shehu atzmo nidcha. But if you found the original animal before the shchita of the second one, this is according to Rava, and you, what's it called, and you now can't bring that first animal anymore as a Pesach, because you were dochet for your dying. So you have to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and bring the proceeds as a shlamin. Now you made tmura in that animal, right? Even though when you made the tmura, the first one couldn't have been a Pesach anymore. So theoretically, you should be able to bring the tmura as a korban. No, since its kedusha came from a korban that couldn't have been used as a korban itself, it can't be any better. Its whole kedusha came from an animal that is dachui. Okay. Eishlei Abaye. Im kesef. Torah, when it speaks about shlamim, says im kesef. Right. So it's an extra word here. We'll see either the im is extra or the kesef is extra. Didn't have to say kesef. It's talking about a kesef. Until then, it's talking about an A's, and it's talking about tzon. There's only A's and kesef by tzon. So since it mentioned the A's, the other one is for sure a kesef. So it didn't have to say kesef. Or it didn't have to say im kesef. I could have said kesef makriv. What's im kesef? Matamad lomar im kesef. V'rabos tmuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach shekreva shlomit. Right? From that pasuk, we learn that if you made a tmura on a korban pesach, then after Pesach, the Tmura is brought as a shlamim. Okay? Shemara says, Hechidami. How's it talking? That you made a Tmura on a Korban Pesach, and after Pesach, you bring it as a shlamim. Ilei meshenimtza achar shchita, v'heimir bo achar shchita. If it's talking where you had an animal that was lost, and you found it after shchita of the first one, right? And you made the Tmura after that, so pshita, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's brothers of shlamim. We know that any moser ha-pesach is brother of shlamim. So when you made the tmura, the original animal was a shlamim, because you couldn't bring it as a korban pesach anymore. You already brought your korban pesach. Elamai, so what is this now, a shlamim? So when you made a tmura on a shlamim. So of course it's brothers of shlamim. That's no chiddush. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Loma likra. Elalav shenimtza kodim shchita. The Hamer Bo Acher Shchita. Must be the pasuk telling me the Chiddush that if you found the first animal before Shchita, And therefore, you can't bring the original animal as a Korban Pesach anymore, right? Because it's what's called, it's Nidcha. So you can only, you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach, maybe you can't bring it as a Shlomim either. It was Nidcha from Korban Pesach. And now you made the Tzmura, right? Still, you what's it called, bring the, that one as a Shlomim. That's what you need a Pasuk for. That's a Chiddush. And that's not like what's it called, Rava said. The opposite of what Rava said. That's what you learn from this Pasuk. Rav Shmura says, La'olam shirim tz'achar shchita v'hem rabu achar shchita. No, really, it's talking in the posh of the case where everything happened after shchita. The original animal could be a shlamim, and therefore the tzmur is a shlamim. Ukro asmachta bi'alma. And the posh, you don't need the posh. You just brought down the posh as an asmachta. Right? Just to remind you the halacha. But you don't learn the halacha from there. Rav says, Ela l'kro l'mayasa. So what do you learn from the posh? It is extra. You don't need to learn this halacha, that's pasha, that's a svara, then what halacha do you learn from it? Kidatanya. Kesev l'rabo s'sapesach l'alya. Right? That we have to bring, the alya has to be nikra by a korban pesach. The alya is the fat tail. There is no fat tail, what's it called, okay, so what it says, shu omer im kesev, so what's the im kesev? What's the extra, the im? The rabbis Pesach she'avra shnaso u'shlomim haboy machmas Pesach l'chol mitzvah shlomim. To tell me that this pasuk is by shlomim im kesef, that when you bring a korban Pesach, and for some reason it got lost, you didn't find it till the next year. So now it's possible to be korban Pesach. It's more than a year old. Or shlomim haboy machmas Pesach. We'll see. Rashi says there's a few different possibilities. One is the korban chagiga that comes together with the Pesach on your Yudalit. Or shlomim haboy machmas Pesach, where you lost the korban Pesach and you brought another korban, this one becomes a shlomim, moser ha-Pesach. So all of those things become shlomim. You have to treat it like a regular shlomim. That's the im kesef. Any korban Pesach that becomes a shlomim has the dinim, regular dinim of shlomim, which means Shiton smicha, you have to make smicha on the korban, like a shlomim, because a korban Pesach itself doesn't need smicha, but a shlomim does. Unisachim, it needs nisachim, a korban Pesach doesn't need nisachim, you don't bring wine with it. But this you do have to bring. Utnufas chazi v'shok, and you have to wave the chazi v'shok and give it to the kohen. You don't do that with korban Pesach, but with a shlomim you do. Okay, uksho omer, let's see Rashi till here. Im kesef hu makriv gabi shlomim ksiv. It's one of the parshios of a shlomim. Im kesef hu makriv. Im yiseirahu. So first Rashi says the im is extra. Dematzi lemichtav kesef hu makriv. Inami kesef kadorish. The kesef is extra. Doha ksiv le'el minei im min hatzon korbono uve parsha tachtono omer v'imeis. It says im min hatzon. And after that it says im min ha'eis. So what's left? Only a kevis. So it didn't have to mention kevis. The im eis korbanu michlau da'ad hashta b'kesef mayri. Since now we're talking about an eis, what were we talking about before must be a kesef. The ein lecha od b'tzon el kesef. There's only kesef and eis as tzon. And it said you're bringing tzon, and it mentioned the eis b'their, so the other one must be a kesef. Lama likra ha-mosra pesachu v'nafkla mivazavach the pesach the mosra pesach afka chatzos karib shlomi kida amorin be'elu dvorim. If it's coming to tell me the posh of the case where you lost it and you found it after you shechted the other one, so about it, it's the original one is a shlamim, it's called Moser HaPesach, and the tzmur is a shlamim. Why didn't you posh it for that? Right? It must be talking the Heimir Boacher Shchita. You found it before Shchita, so the original one was Nidcha. But the tzmur wasn't made until after it was Nidcha. So I might think that what's it called over here that you bring it itself is a shlomim. Vashmina, the afagav the iu lo kari tmura so kreva. Even though it itself can't be brought as a korban, but if you make a tmura in it after the first one was shechted, you can bring the tmura as a shlomim, not like rava. Hoel v'lo hukdish or kodim shchita, since it didn't become kodish before the shchita, the tmura wasn't pushed away. So the Gemara says no. Kesev kroy yaseira to the precious and the sea basrevim eis michlal dar has to be kesev mayri. La'al, so what is this pasuk marba? So Mar says, no, it's not marba that case. that case, Taka, like Rava, you would not bring it as a shlamin. You'd have to bring only the money. So then, and the extra pasuk that it quotes is not to tell me that chiddush, just an asmachta. So then, what is the chiddush of the pasuk? La alya, the bechol karbonos kesev al yeksiva im haimurim. By all the karbonos, where it mentions a kesev, the alya is one of the chalavim that you're makriv. B'shlamim chelbo ha'alya. It says b'theirish by shlamim, you bring the alya. U'ba'ashem k'siv es kol chelbo yormi menu es ha'alya. V'chatos ka'ashem. Aval Pesach emurim gufay u'lo k'sivi behedya. By Korban Pesach, it doesn't say b'theirish what you're makriv on the Mizbeach. Ela k'denach galon mi es domam tizrok vi es chelbom taktir. Right? Well, from a pasuk that mentions in general that you're makter the chalavim, right? So you learn from there that the Pesach also needs haktoras chalavim, and just like a shlamim, its alya is also brought. Hilkach al yoso tricho lisrabos bekarbonos shebeshor lahuskru alya beimurim. That pasuk where it says chelbom yaktir, it doesn't mention alya. So I need a pasuk to tell me that by Korban Pesach you're also makter the alya. And before I explain, what's the havamina natu? Right, or by all other karbonos you do, because the alya is chelav, it's not also to eat. You could conceivably eat it. So I might think in Korban Pesach, it's better to eat it as part of the korban than to be makriv it, since the ikra of Korban Pesach is for the eating. So I have to be told that even the alya, which is chelav, that you can eat, also has to be an ikra. Ushlomim aboy machmas Pesach. What are shlomim aboy machmas Pesach? Moser Pesach. You had a Pesach, it was left over. You makrish two psachim, and you had one left over, you lost one, or whatever. Kigon tmuraso, or you made a tmura, so you had an extra Korban Pesach. U'pesach neschapru bola ba'acher. You had two Korban Pesachs, and you used one of them. And the other one now is left over. Kach shamati. Those are the cases of shlom aboy machmas Pesach. L'chol mitzvos, mitzvah shlomim garsina. So the halacha is, it's a shlomim with all the halachas of a shlomim. She had din kol chomer shlomim aleihem. All the halachas that apply to a shlomim apply to this korban. Lashon acher haboy machmas Pesach. Another possibility of shlomim haboy machmas Pesach is chagigas arbaasar. Is the korban chagiga you bring with the korban Pesach on the 14th? The zushamati v'chein kibul rebi. Okay, let's go on. So now the Gemara says. So now that's what you learn from im kesed, the im a's. What do you learn from the ve'im eis? That's also extra. Hipsiko inyan. That makes us a break. Now, it doesn't have the same halacha as a kesef. The eis has a different korban. Limed ala eis, shein tu na'alya. That the eis, you don't, aren't makrav the alya. You eat it. You don't bring it on the mizbeah. Ve'im, hipsik, hepsiku, lahapsik ben kesef le'eis. Shebe kesef nispar sha'alya, dechsiv ho'alya t'mima le'uma sa'otza. Nimokam sha'kloyis yo'otzos. V'akosu v'hifsik v'limid al ho'ei she'ena tuna alya l'hakriva e alya shalom mizbeach. On the A's, you're not makriv the alya. Yesh meforshim A's ain't lo alya. Rashi says some people learn that means the A's doesn't have an alya, but that's not true. V'tol su b'yotam. Sharim mokum sha'kloyus yod so sinitelis. It's inside that alya. That chelev is between the kidneys. And that chelev is not osir. And that's called the alya, right? So it's an ace doesn't have the outer manifestation of the alya, but inside it does. V'od mal limud hakosuf ol ve'enlo. Also, what do you do, pasuk, to tell me you're not makriv the alya of an ace if it doesn't have it? I don't need pasuk to tell me you don't do something to something that doesn't exist. Okay. Okay. Ika demasni la resha. Some learn. This whole machlokes on the ratio. HaPesach shenimtza kodim shchitas HaPesach. If you found the Korban Pesach before you shechted the second one, and here again the machlokes of Rav Huna and Rabba, if it means before you shechted it or before it was possible to shecht it. Yira ad shiistoev, v'imokr v'yog v'dov v'shlamin, v'chein tmurasa. Right. So they're going on a ratio. The ratio says that if you found the Korban Pesach before you shechted the other one, then it's what's it called? You don't bring it itself as a Korban. Okay? And the same thing goes with the tzmura. You don't bring itself as a korban. So on that, Rava said, that's only if you made the tzmura also before you shechted the second one. But if you didn't make the tzmura before you shechted the second one, you made the tzmura only afterwards, you bring itself as a shlomit. My timer, ki kova shchitir, midah dechazile. Midah lo chazile lo kova. When the zman ha-shchita, the shchita itself, was koveya only that which was fit to be called in Pesach. The tzmura was never fit. And therefore, what's it called? You can bring it itself as a shlomim. The opposite of what we said before. Rashi, ika demasni lahai lo shonu de rabba. Rashi had the use of rabba, not rava. Lo shonu, right. Lo shonu av tmurasa dechuya, ela shenim tzakodim shrita, vehemer bo kodim shrita. The only time the tmura is nitcha is if the tmura was around when you shechted the second one. But if the tzmura wasn't around when you shechted the second one, even though you found the first one before you shechted the second one, so the first one you can't bring as a korban. The tzmura you could. Because when the tzmura came into the world, it was already nidcha. And we don't say this that it came from a kedusha dechuya, it has its own din. The chishachti dachinu v'tarvayu. Honi shoyu ruyim v'omnim pesach v'nikbu. Avo hemer bo achar shchita, even though the original Pesach, not the Tzmura, you can't bring as a korban, you have to only bring the money, but the Tzmura you could, because when the Tzmura came into existence, the first one was already nidchas. You weren't madcha the Tzmura. Shari lo nidchas. Midig lo chosi le shadayin lo huktish. Now you're only madcha something that exists, but something that wasn't hektish yet can't be nidcha. So the tzmura, even though it came from the kedusha of a korban that was nidcha, it has its own din. And since it itself was never nidcha, you could still bring it as a korban. Okay.